fresh bluebirds in the spring should give your heart a song to sing.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
So today we've got another elementary lesson in the pronunciation series.
That's right. Today we are talking about word stress.
Yes. So in our previous lessons, we have talked about some of the basic intonation patterns.
There's Diana again with her fancy words. Previous just means our lessons before.
Yes. Right? There were two specifically where we talked about intonation.
Okay, so intonation. It's got that word tone in the middle.
Mm-hmm. So this is basically how you raise your voice and drop your voice.
Right, it goes
when
up.
You speak.
Right, because we don't have the, you know, this. But we do have this and, yeah. So we don't have tones, we have intonation.
Mm-hmm. Now today we'll discuss how to stress the right syllable in most two-syllable words.
Okay, so stressing is putting that extra louder something.
Emphasis
on the word.
Right. And a syllable is basically just a part of the word.
Right. So part of the word, all of those words have one syllable.
Mm-hmm.
But if those words were a bit longer, like for example, Adam has two syllables.
Right.
And Diana
has three.
Wow.
So let's talk about the first rule.
Okay, so in the first rule, we're talking about when to stress the first syllable.
Right. And in general, most two-syllable nouns fall under this category.
Okay. And just so we are all very clear, Diana, a noun is...
A person, a place, or a thing.
Okay, so I know a place. It's called China.
China. So if you noticed, the first syllable is stressed.
Right. Now, another example is contract.
Contract. Next, we have export.
Export. Another one, something Diana has a lot of, knowledge.
Next is present.
Present. And finally, weather.
Now, the same rule also applies to most two-syllable adjectives.
Okay, adjectives. These are the words that describe other words, describe mm-hmm. nouns, right?
Yes. First up, an adjective that very well describes Adam. Clever.
And right back over to Diana. Happy.
Next up, we have narrow.
Narrow. Oh, here's one we can say about both of us. Pretty.
Next, rainy.
Rainy. And finally, spacious.
Spacious.
Now,
there are many two-syllable words that change meaning depending on where you stress the word.
Okay, so depending just means you need to look at the situation.
Mm-hmm, right. So let's take the word present, for example.
Okay, well, if we stress the first syllable, as in present, it's either a noun, like a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Or an adjective.
The opposite of absent.
Absent, right? So in class every day, you know? Chan, Diana.
Here.
Present.
All right, so if we stress the second syllable, however, it becomes a verb.
Okay, so a verb, here's the other part of speech. This is the, you know, the action word.
Mm-hmm,
doing right. Something.
Exactly. Now, many other words fall under this rule as well.
Right, like we just heard contract,
mm-hmm.
but now we have the verb contract.
Right. We also mentioned export, but now it's export.
Export.
Or what about the opposite of that, which is
import.
Exactly, import. Now this happens if you keep up with your studies or doing something in particular, you will progress.
Okay, progress.
Next we have project.
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 Okay, so not the project you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that you do, you project.
Mm-hmm. And last we have object.
Object.
So an object is a thing, but to object means to say no.
No.
All right, and our last rule of the day, the last syllable is stressed for most two-syllable verbs.
Okay, so we just heard a lot of verbs where we stress the last syllable.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when we're talking about most two-syllable verbs, it's the same thing.
Right. So for example, we have attend.
Attend.
Or behave.
Behave.
Decide.
Decide.
Observe.
Observe.
Perform.
Perform.
And last, require.
Require.
So today we just talked about a few of the more simpler rules for the two-syllable words.
But next time we're going to get into even more syllables, even longer words.
Exactly. Now, of course, we all know that English is a language full of exceptions. So you will find many words that don't fit these rules. However, most two-syllable words will fall under these two rules.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So if you guys have any questions, please feel free to ask us.
That's right, guys. We love your questions. We love your comments. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.